Good evening. Sure is good to see everyone out tonight. As we begin to focus our thoughts, I'd like to ask, is there any hidden talents that you might have? And if I ask that question, one response might be, well, I do, but I really don't want to admit it. Or another response might be, well, not to my knowledge, but there might be something there I have yet to discover, or somebody else has yet to identify. Or another response might be, I certainly do, but I don't see how it could be beneficial. I don't use it because I don't think it's very important. Perhaps another response might be, I certainly do, and I use them all the time to the best of my ability. If you would with me, look at 1 Timothy chapter 4. The Apostle Paul, as he is writing to the young man Timothy, says in verse 14 of 1 Timothy chapter 4, do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Again, if you'll flip over just a few pages to 2 Timothy chapter 1, you'll find again in Paul's second letter, he says something very similar. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6, he says, therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Now, when Paul is reminding Timothy and encouraging him to stir up a gift, 1 Timothy has to recognize that he has a gift. Whenever we're looking to ourselves, maybe there are things that we just don't see. We don't recognize, we don't understand what it is or how it could be used. But now I'm just not talking about things that we may use every day, but what about especially in the kingdom of God? You know, we all have a place. We all have a role. In Paul's letter to the Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that entire chapter he devotes to one body, yet different members. We all have a different role, a different function. We all have some special talent, gift, or ability that God has blessed us with, and we have to be able to identify what it is that we're good at, what we can do, and how we can use it to better glorify God and better edify the body of Christ. And once we come to that recognition, then we must put forth the effort, just as Paul encourages Timothy to do. But if it's neglected, it's not being used, I'm sure I don't have to tell you how the saying goes, if you don't use it, you will lose it. But what is it that we have? How can we use it? Well, maybe we just need a little encouragement. Maybe, as Paul says, you need to be reminded to stir it up. I don't know about you, but this is one reason I look forward to coming together in the middle of the week. Not only to study the Word of God, which is my first priority, but secondly, I like to enjoy the fellowship, to work with my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, that I can encourage you, that you can encourage me. Maybe we could stir each other up that we can go out the rest of the week and continue to do good things. When you see exactly how these things are stirred up, you see encouragement. As Paul often says, that it was made through the laying on of my hands here in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and in verse 6. We're back in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 14. He says, it was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. When you think about the roles of the elders in the Lord's church, the roles as ministers, the roles as deacons, or even brothers and sisters in Christ, one thing we all do is encourage. And when you hear the expression laying on of hands, you might think back in the Old Testament, especially we've been studying throughout the book of Genesis, whether they be on Sunday mornings for a Bible class or for Bible boat practice, you hear how fathers blessed their sons. And you know what they often did when they blessed them? They laid their hands on them, did they not? In fact, we have one good example of such even within the brotherhood. If you look quickly at the book of Acts, there in chapter 6, you find that there was one gift that was especially needed because so many widows were being neglected. Therefore, there were certain men that were chosen to go and see about these widows. How are they going to provide for them or take care of them? Well, when we look at verse 5 of Acts chapter 6, we're told the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. One thing that was done was to pray for them, understanding a great need and the great task that they were about to endure. But also they wanted to bless them, to send them on their way, which would be a manner worthy of God. Isn't that what you and I also do today? Are we not to pray for one another? Are we not to encourage one another? Just think, what gift, what talent do we have? How can we use that to better glorify God? Or maybe our talent could be to identify the talents of others. Maybe we're an encourager. Maybe we're a hard worker. Maybe we're a good volunteer to get things done. Perhaps we might be a good socializer, good to invite other people to come to worship or to Bible class. One to identify needs and bring them to our attention and to have those needs met. Surely God has told us time and time again that if we do the work of God, we will be blessed. Not only will He will bless us, but there are others that are wishing all the best for us too. The question is for us tonight, is do we have that courage to stir up whatever gift it might be? We should not neglect it, but rather use it to have the best effective work in the body of Christ. By each of us using our own talents that comes from God, that is how the church will grow. I do my part, you do your part, and the Lord will do His. After all, when we go back to the book of Acts in chapter 2, read how the church began, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved, according to verse 47. And then later, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6, Paul says again that it is God that gives the increase. He's doing His part. Are we doing ours? Tonight we're about to sing a song of encouragement. And if there's one tonight that needs to come and respond to the Lord's invitation, we encourage you to come as together we stand and sing.